is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Fucking my Robo Smoke. In a case. Placebo. Oh, great. Placebo is one of those bands that, like, I don't know. It was 2006 when I first heard of them. 2006. I remember I was I was watching a video with a buddy of mine called Cruel Intentions. And that song came out in the beginning of the movie. And I was like, holy fuck, that song sounds rad. And, yeah. It was a fucking sick ass. It was a really sick ass fucking, song. So years later, kind of do a bit of research on the band. And it turned out, I had no fucking idea. I never really would have wasted my time guessing what the gender of the fucking singer was, but it was a dude, right? And when I was, I think, going back in time from that moment, when I was 4, 5, and 6, my mom used to go to modeling school, and she used to go to FITM, and she knew, you know, a bunch of famous models and teachers and what have you. And through that study, of course, you know, androgyny was a thing back in that time. Well, it was a real big thing in the 80s. It kind of carried itself over to the early 90s, slightly. And Placebo was one of those bands that tried to hang on to that. Eddie Izzard was definitely one of the fucking goofiest motherfuckers trying to hold on to that. But androgyny was a style. It was like, my mom told me the history, you know, fast forwarding. My mom told me the history of what androgyny meant in magazines. See, when the feminist movement was becoming bigger in the 90s, what the modeling magazines were trying to do, what those publications were trying to show was that a woman can look just as fitting in that outfit just as well as a man can. And that's what androgyny was supposed to represent. It was supposed to represent being able to fit both fashions, right? It was like, look at, you know, either you're a guy or a girl, you can look good in a suit. Either a guy or a girl, you can look good in blue jeans and a shirt. Either a guy or a girl, you can look good in, you know, in these shoes. And it was usually something kind of like Asics or flat Pumas. Or just something unisex. Like, it didn't really have an identity. Like, when you think of Doc Martens, you think of a fucking, you know, a punker or a lumberjack. When you think of Asics, like, for example, I think of the emo generation. And I think of, you know, just track stars or whatever. When I think of, you know, not Doc Martens. I think of, God damn it, I can't remember the other shoe company. Double H. That's the other one. Double H, you know, Harness or Justin's. You know, they make certain boots in a fashion where it could fit both genders. It's not really feminine and it's not quite masculine. It's just right in the middle. But androgyny or unisex clothing was a market that was designed for both people that were into fashion, right? Believe it or not, Lincoln boots. I don't know if you guys have ever had the opportunity to wear some. They look fucking sick with it with a nice suit on. Nice fitted suit. I've also seen a couple chicks wear Lincoln boots with with the short skirt or whatever, and it fits. The skirt depends on the color of the boot, but it looks fucking dope. Now, for whatever fucking reason, there was like a rule that was made. It's gotta look elegant and it's gotta look timeless. And somewhere along the line, that was immediately replaced. Those two principles were replaced with drag queen fucking craziness, like just outlandish colors. First off, it had to be neutral colors like black, white, brown, or what was it? I can't remember the other one. It couldn't be a loud color. Like green would be a loud color. It had to be neutral colors so that they can fit a very particular, I guess, essence. I don't know how to explain that, but when you look at a chick who wears like brown shoes, it looks, or black shoes, how about that? It looks professional. Oh, navy blue. That was the other one. Black, blue, gray, navy blue. Or white, which is very, very rare. It's still a loud, bright color. But they had to be neutral. And somewhere along the line, those principles were replaced with loud, obnoxious colors. What proceeded to happen, right? What proceeded to happen with these companies was they started to have the hire on models, or excuse me, fashion designers that were more and more outlandish. I remember my mom showing me some of her early sketches, which were toned down. And then, like towards the end of her being at FITM, they started to get brighter and brighter. The designs were very simple and basic, but her designs were just fucking outlandishly fucking bright. Yellow with green and red. I remember it was one of her dresses. And one of her designs. And that forever kind of stuck with me because those colors didn't make sense. It looked more like a clown suit than it did maybe that's what she was going for. I don't know. I can't really quite remember, but I do remember the outline and the color. Now, fast forwarding to Placebo. Now, the reason why the lead singer dresses the way that they do is because when you're on stage, what I noticed is that everything on stage has to be twice the size. It has to be twice as big, twice as bright. I remember when Dave Grohl first stepped on stage with that fucking clear guitar. I'd never seen anything like that. This was when he did the One by One album. I'd never seen that shit before. Then he pulled out a Flying V, and I'm like, oh. That's when I started to understand that, like, guitars that were oddly shaped weren't for comfort. I made the mistake of buying a Jackson RR3 because my favorite guitar player, Silenos and Galdar from Dimmu Borgir, had a Flying V. And it was a dumb idea. It was a really, really dumb idea buying that guitar because, first off, nut rattle or fret rattle up the ass. The Floyd Rose was cheap and clunky, and it wasn't, shit would always slip off of that thing. You couldn't tighten it at a certain point. The tuning pegs and the locking, dude, everything about that fucking guitar was a nightmare. when I upgraded the pickups, that was about the best thing that I could have done, because the Duncan designs that were on there were fucking horrible. Buzzy, like warm, but just buzzy. It would pick up noise. It would have this really annoying thing where if you didn't have the fucking strings palm muted, it would just start ringing, which means that it was pulling on the strings, like the magnets were too close to the pickups, and it was pulling on the strings enough to make them rattle. And the more and more I played that fucking guitar, the more and more I lost my mind. I tried to have the Floyd Rose replaced, and they said that if they replaced it, they would have to redo the entire internals because the shit that it came with, which was a Jackson Floyd Rose, it was cheap metal. It was like really fucking clunky and dumb, and everything would have to be gutted and replaced, which would cost like $1,000 plus the part. Or no, it would like the part plus $500 to have a technician and all this other shit work on it. So I was like, fuck it. And I got rid of it. Yeah, it was probably the worst guitar I ever bought in my life. The Jackson RR3. Never the fuck again. Uncomfortable piece of shit to play with. But I realized that those types of guitars were designed for the fucking stage. They weren't designed to play for comfort anywhere. Same thing with Gwar or whatever. How they dress outlandish. Finn Troll would be another one. Rammstein would be another one. But somehow or another, that like permeated into our culture. Like drag queen story hour. This trans, like even the trannies are starting to fucking dress like drag queens. Like they're adopting styles that were specifically designed for a particular underground culture that wasn't. It's like they took the androgynous style, fucked with it, and then went on to adopt other things. Kind of like the way that hipsters, kind of like the way that hipsters went from dressing, in vintage clothing and trying to tailor it to make it look, with modern cuts and modern fitting with vintage wools and vintage checkered patterns and just giving it a modern cut instead of that straight cut that they used to have. Having the lapels a little smaller, having the waist tucked in. Now you see them fucking dressing in like communist clothing. So it went from being a fashion style to just wearing old shit with no intention of trying to understand where the style is from or what their approach is. And I always notice it's the neck beards or the people that are fat and horribly obese that are the ones that are trying to fuck shit up. It's like when emo started going scene. For those of you who don't give a fuck or know what emo is, like emo used to be a style of music that was more about romance and excuse me. It was about romance and writing lyrics that were designed to touch the soul, kind of like goth music. It was designed to move. As a matter of fact, me and a buddy of mine had a theory about the emo scene. We thought that the emos went to the goth culture rejected them, and then they decided to create their own culture. And because they share a lot in common, which is fashion, music, and romantic novels, like dark romance, gothic period literature, American romanticism, that kind of stuff. And then the emo culture which was highly respected, turned into the scene culture. And the scene culture was all about the fucking goofiest hairstyles with as much color as possible. As many... they just ended up looking like clowns. The more makeup, the better. The bigger the hair, the better. You know, instead of, like, cutting your hair and trying to make it look, you know, presentable, now it's got to be outlandish and, outstyled. They took the glam rock era of hair, and then they, excuse me, began adding the glam rock style of hair, and they began adding, I'm drawing a blank here. They began adding insane colors like pink and neon green into their hair with polka dot, you know, what are they called? Extensions. Coloring their hair or their nails like neon colors like pink and lime green. Wearing fucking lime green Doc Martens with pink and highlight yellow, highlighter yellow fucking spandex. And then those people ended up, because they stole so much from the emo culture and probably the every culture that they can get their hands on. The reason why they did their makeup was because of the hip-hop culture. The reason why they dressed, you know, the way they did was because of the punk culture, and they wanted the bright colors from the EDM scene, right? The raver scene. So they wanted to be able to fit into every culture, like, seamlessly, yet still get a bunch of attention. So androgyny was out the fucking window. Like, now it's about outlandish fashion, outlandish fucking characteristics, and usually without outlandish fucking dress comes outlandish behavior. So to me, is it any wonder why these people are dressing in cartoonish fucking fashion? Like that one dude on the Bud Light can. He dresses like a 1950s housewife. And acts like a fucking cartoon character of what femininity really is. He doesn't behave at all like a woman. He behaves like a cartoon character. And I... spending as much time as I did in the music scene, spending as much time as I did studying fashion, and, you know, having a, luckily being blessed enough to have a mother in the fashion world, you get to see all this shit. And my mom always told me to keep an open mind, you know. I remember there was a guy who said something to that effect, like, keep an open mind, but don't be stupid. Any case, I just wanted to share that, because I'm starting to look outdoors, and the nails are looking fucking insanely long, the eyelashes are looking cartoonishly fucking long, the girls are dressed up just looking like fucking dog shit and trash, and now it's starting to bleed into other cultures. I saw a girl, like, wearing... like a ridiculous, like fat as fuck, wearing a ridiculous set of Daisy Duke shorts that were like up her ass. I think like her ass was swallowing the fabric. And it was just like, oh God. She was just trying to fucking walk around in cowboy boots and like this ridiculously big fucking hat with like tons of makeup, tons of shit, wearing a core shirt. It was just like, oh God. Fucking God help me. Well, in any case, just wanted to share that. Guard your heart.